Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Southeast Alaska's commercial pink salmon catch will wind up way below forecast, the lowest harvest in more than four decades. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's pink and salmon project leader for Southeast, Andy Piston, says the region's commercial catch this summer is 7.3 million fish.
And that would be the lowest region-wide harvest since 1976. And our Southeast purse seine catch, and that's the gear group that catches most of our pink salmon, is about 6.5 million, which again is the lowest we've seen since the mid-1970s.
The fishery is essentially over, and the total catch is not expected to increase very much. This year's harvest is well below the department's preseason forecast of 23 million fish. 2 years ago, when the parents of this year's run spawned, the catch was 18 million, and the federal government declared a fishery disaster. Fishery managers say young pink salmon are not surviving and returning to the ocean in large numbers, but they're not sure why. Warm ocean conditions could be a culprit or predators eating the young pinks. Pink salmon are targeted by the region's purse seine fleet and are either canned or frozen. The season has wound down and many seiners are now gearing up for other fisheries or calling it quits for the summer. Officials say more resources are needed to monitor sea level rise and erosion rates that could threaten coastal Alaska communities. The Juneau Empire reports the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Hydrographic Services Review Panel is meeting in Juneau this week to discuss the issue with state and federal agencies. Molly McCammon, the executive director of the Alaska Ocean Observing Network, says the epicenters of coastal erosion in northern and western Alaska are sparsely sampled, resulting in incomplete data. According to the National Weather Service, 31 coastal Alaska communities are at risk for flooding and erosion. The Juneau Assembly, by a unanimous vote last night, approved Robert Palmer as the city and borough's new municipal attorney. Palmer has served as acting city attorney since Governor Bill Walker appointed his predecessor, Amy Bee, to the Superior Court bench in July. Palmer joined the city's law department back in 2014, and originally from Washington State, Palmer previously worked at a private law firm on Bainbridge Island and as a law clerk for the U.S. Department of Interior. Before that, he served as a National Park Service ranger for 14 years. Palmer will receive an annual salary of $140,000. A man sustained life-threatening injuries when he was shot on a downtown Anchorage street. Shortly before 4 o'clock this morning, police received a report of shots fired at West 6th Avenue and C Street. They found a man in the street who had been shot more than once in the upper body. Officers determined the injured man had been in a fight with another person who shot him and may have fled on a motorcycle. And a man detained by Anchorage police for erratic behavior on a busy city street died while in custody. Police yesterday evening received reports of a man running in and out of traffic on C Street between 13th and 15th Avenues. Forecast calls for periods of rain for the capital city for tonight.